This is Radio Nepal. I am Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench of Supreme Court holding hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives. Nepal Police forms committee to outline election security. And social media blocked in Uganda ahead of poll. Now, the news in detail. The constitutional bench of the Supreme Court is holding hearing on the writs filed against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. However, there has been a debate on whether the extensive full bench or the constitutional bench should conduct the hearing on the writs. 11 out of 13 writ petitioners had submitted an application on the 6th of January demanding the extensive full bench to conduct the hearing on the dissolution of the lower house. Constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Cholendra Samcher Jangabahadur Rada and Justices Hari Krishna Karki, Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha and Tej Bahadur Karki had started hearing on the writs. Justices Hari Krishna Karki later withdrew himself from the constitutional bench. Hearing on the writ petition filed against the shuffling of the Council of Ministers following the dissolution of the House of Representatives has been rescheduled for coming January 24th. The Supreme Court announced a new date after a hearing on the case could not be completed. A decision to this end was taken by the division bench of Justices Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha and Sushmalata Mathema. Earlier, a single bench of Justice Anil Kumar Sinha had sought written clarification from the government on the same and invited both the sides for a discussion. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali is visiting India from 14th to 16th January to participate in the 6th meeting of Nepal-India Joint Commission. Issuing a press release, Foreign Affairs Ministry informed that the Joint Commission meeting would discuss the whole range of Nepal-India bilateral relations, including trade, transit, energy, boundary, COVID-19 cooperation, infrastructure, connectivity, investment, agriculture, tourism and culture, among others. Talking to Radio Nepal, Minister Gyawali said the joint meeting will discuss the issues of map of Nepal, including Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura, which was approved by the Federal Parliament, will be seriously discussed and the problem will be resolved rather than escalating it. While in New Delhi, Foreign Minister will also meet with high-level Indian dignitaries. Minister Gyawali is scheduled to return to Nepal on the 16th of January. The Nepal Police has formed a Central Election Preparation and Coordination Committee led by Additional Inspector General AIG of Police Biswaraj Pokhrel. According to Nepal Police spokesperson Basant Bahadur Kumar, a 37-member committee led by AIG Pokhrel will work to develop a security strategy essential for the election, looking into various aspects of the election from law and order to resource management. The committee has already started its work and based on the report of the committee, the Nepal Police will seek funds essential for the election with the government. It will also identify and recommend human resources if needed, in addition to the existing human resource capacity of the police organization. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Uganda has blocked access to social media and messaging apps ahead of Thursday's hotly contested election. A letter was sent to all telecommunication firms by the communications regulator ordering the immediate shutdown. It comes a day after Facebook closed fake accounts said to have been linked to the government, saying they were being used to boost the popularity of post. The run-up to the election has been marred by tension and violence. President Yoweri Museveni is seeking his sixth elected term in office after 35 years in power. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has publicly accused Iran's government of allowing jihadist network Al-Qaeda to establish a new home base there. He told the National Press Club that unlike in Afghanistan when Al-Qaeda was hiding in the mountains, Al-Qaeda today is operating under the hard shell of the Iranian regime's protection. Mr. Pompeo provided no concrete evidence to support his allegations. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javed Zarif called them warmongering lies. A coronavirus vaccine developed by China's Sinovac has been found to be 50.4% effective in Brazilian clinical trials. According to the latest results released by researchers, it shows that the vaccine is significantly less effective than previous data suggested, barely over 50% needed for regulatory approval. The Chinese vaccine is one of two that the Brazilian government has lined up. Brazil has been one of the countries worst affected by COVID-19 pandemic. Sinovac, a Beijing-based biopharmaceutical company, is behind CoronaVac, an inactivated vaccine. Several countries, including Indonesia, Turkey and Singapore, have placed order for the vaccine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from VOA Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench of Supreme Court holding hearing on writs filed against dissolution of House of Representatives. Nepal Police forms committee to outline election security strategy. And social media blocked in Uganda ahead of poll. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.